Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about the right way to set the price in real estate in the Eugene Springfield area.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. In regards to valuing real estate, we've talked the last program, couple programs, about what not to base your value on. Let's talk a little bit about how to set the price. And we have to do it specific either to investment or residential because they're very different approaches.
Yes, they are. Why don't we go with yours first?
Well, let's see. In residential real estate, what you're trying to do, what I do when I walk through a property the first time, is try to identify who the likely buyer is of that property.
Well, that's the same thing that I do. Who's the most probable buyer? How will they look at this property? Will they get excited when they see it? Or is it just one of a thousand that might be out there?
Exactly. Can this be repeated? And is there a large enough pool of buyers for what's here at the price point you're looking at? Now, if it's a cookie cutter, as they say, you could repeat the house several times. It's much easier to
in
price.
In the same block.
In the same, right. You have the opportunity to say, this one sold for this. Yours is likely to sell for this plus the passage of time and appreciation. But you've also got to look at the competition. You've got to forecast. That was history. What happened on that house next door was back in time, and you're really forecasting and pricing what will happen in the future.
Not very far in the future. If you market a property and it hasn't sold in the first 2 to 3 months, then the answer is coming in loud and clear from the market: overpriced.
It is crazy. It's at 21 days now instead of 2 or 3 months, Bob, yep. Because there's such fast exposure to the property. In pricing the property, you've got to look at what will, once they've gotten arrived there, will they be disappointed or delighted based on the offerings online? So it all comes down to first, what are the first impressions, the expectation of price for this offering by the photos and by the amenities. They make the choice, should I move toward this house? If they move toward the house and they walk across the threshold, they've said, I vote for this house. This could be my next home. They've really spoken loudly at this point in the market today when they've gotten to the house.
In investment property, income property, it's also a process of identifying if the property has performed at a particular income level, what's the probability that will continue at that level into the future? And with that level of income and operating expenses, I can evaluate then what a person would receive as to a rate of return at a particular price. If they pay more, the return goes down. If they pay less, the return goes up.
Forecasting is what we're talking about. Forecasting isn't something you really can do with Zillow. You've got to do it with someone who knows what's going to happen next. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.